Brady Rawlings is a cricket fan. I know he loves his cricket. He's been busy in the last little while getting ready for a big AFL draft for the Kangaroos. Alistair Clarkson's in charge. The winds of change have swept through the Kangas. New CEO announced yesterday. Todd Viney's involved. There's lots going on. I wonder how he's feeling after the draft has been completed in the last couple of days. He joins us on the line. Good morning, Brady.
Morning, guys. How are we going?
We are well, mate. You watching the cricket today?
Potentially. Yeah, we've got a rookie draft this afternoon, but yes. I'm sure I'll sneak a couple of overs in.
I'm sure you might. How many spots you got left for the rookie draft?
So we've got four rookie list spots available. We were given the two extra spots from the AFL, of course, yes. Extra assistance this year. So got the four available. Our intention is to fill all four today if our players are there.
So how many on your sort of first page of your best selections or your priority selections are still there for you?
Yeah, well, we didn't have a deep list going into last night, given that we're picking at 26 and then we had Cooper Harvey last. So we didn't go in with a deep list. So from the draftee's point of view, there's not too many that are still on the table, but we're looking a bit more mature. The rookie. We brought in four more 18-year-olds last 2 days, and we're a very young list. So we'll look to get a bit more mature through the rookie time, and we'll do that through some delisted players.
Is Liam Shiel a part of that, or is he another acquisition plan?
Yeah, he's definitely in the mix, Liam. We've been speaking to him a bit over this off-season. He's got premiership experience, and he's an absolute pro. We just feel that we could do with another couple of guys to lead the way and set the standards around the club.
That's fair enough too. Fair enough.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Are you able to sort of divulge a couple of other players that you're looking at, or not?
We've got a few on the list, so it'll depend a little bit on who's still available. I'm sure there's other clubs that are looking at some of these players as well, so. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see on that one. Sorry, fellas.
No, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. Obviously, it was a tough time for the footy club with Horne Francis going, but it can move very quickly forward in the right direction. When you see Sheasel and Wardlaw and then see George as well, who are all really exciting young players coming into your footy club, there's real hope and optimism there for Kangaroos fans.
Yeah, we hope so. We're obviously excited by it. Disappointed at the start when Jason put the request through to be traded, but I think now that we've got those two players, the combination of Sheasel and Wardlaw, when we're going through the trade period, really excited us rather than pick at one and pick at eight. So getting the two on the three and getting our two best players after Ashcroft on our order was something that really appealed to us. And then Braden George is a player that obviously had a interrupted season and won't play next year. We think he's a pretty special talent.
If he wasn't injured, Brady, would have George been a sort of a top 15 pick in your view?
Yeah, well, he was certainly in that range for us anyway while being injured.
Okay.
So I think he could have slid into the single digits if he had a full season. He's a proven goal kicker. I think if he had a full year in the NAB League, he'd certainly be at the top of the goal kicking list, I would have thought.
Was it always Sheasel and Wardlaw in your eyes, 3 and 4? You mentioned before during the trade period you thought about it was a nice little package, but was it always going to be them?
Yeah, well, it has been for the last probably 2 to 3 months. During the season, obviously there's some other players that were discussed. Elijah Sardis is one that was certainly up there in discussions as well. But for the last couple of months, we've been pretty locked on George and Harry.
And just on Cooper Harvey, we spent a bit of time with Boomer around these parts and been keeping a track of him and his progress and Boomer's conversations on the back of that and here with us on a Friday morning through the footy season. A great thing, firstly, to have a son of an absolute legend. You've had Glenn Archer's boy in the last little while now, Cooper Harvey. It is nice to have that family link for a footy club, I reckon. But just as a player, what does he bring to the Kangas?
Yeah, he's a really talented player, Cooper. He's had an interrupted season as well with the arm injury. but he's played a lot of inside mid at Northern Knights. We see him a bit more as a forward, and he'll certainly start more forward of the ball. He's good overhead for a smaller type, and he's got really good skills. You know, he's been working really hard on his fitness. So to play that forward role, as you know, it's you need to be able to get up and do a lot of running and cover the ground, which is what he's going to need to work on in our system. But, yeah, we certainly believe he's got the talent to play AFL.
Is it the same sort of forward role you played, Whitey, where you had to get up and get a bit moving?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. Except forward 50. What I was thinking, Brady, is that we've seen twins in the same draft, whether we could potentially have a scenario where we have father and son drafted in the same draft, where maybe Boomer might be the rookie that you're talking about, because I'm sure he would have put his hand up.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you'd admit that he's a delisted player.
yeah, that's right.
I'm sure if I raised it with him, he wouldn't knock it back.
No, neither would we.
I'd like to know a bit more about George, because we had Harry in here for half an hour, Harry Sheezel, about a month ago, and he was such an impressive kid. We got to learn a lot about him, but George seems to be one that's kind of gotten under the radar a little bit, but everyone you talk to will say just what an impressive person he is, as much as he is an impressive player.
Yeah, he's a really good young man. He's he probably keeps to himself a little bit more, George. He just lets his footy do the talking. But what you see with him is an absolute competitor. His attack on the ball and on the man is first rate, and yeah, I think our supporters are going to like watching George run around.
And what about Clarko? His involvement in all of this, obviously new to the footy club, got a long term deal. He's got a vision of what he wants to build, I'm sure, through that period of time. He's been off Broadway for a little while, but I'm sure he's been engaged in conversation. How heavily has he been invested in this analysis, this part of the list build?
Yeah, he's certainly been involved. Him and Todd coming in. You know, one of the first things they did was to catch up with the list team and start, you know, having a look at where we were thinking and what we're thinking from a trade point of view. And nothing but supportive. The both of them been terrific. Backed us in 100%. And yeah, it's been terrific working with both of them at this stage. And just to see him go about his business with the education, the game plan, and bringing the whole footy department along with that has been pretty special.
And when do we see these boys in the colours? So when do they all get to work, these draftees?
Well, Harry and George will be in this morning, so
right,
they'll be starting, and Braden and Cooper more likely on the Friday. So, and then our rookies this afternoon should be able to join in on a Friday as well. So, yeah, overall, we'll have 10 new players in this off-season with Griffin Logan and Darcy Tucker, along with the four rookies and four draftees. So it's exciting.
Yeah, great. So I was going to ask you, is the mood changing? It's been a huge challenge and a real tough sort of slog for the Kangas in the last little while. Is the mood changing?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's changing. Obviously, very positive at the moment. I think the great thing about our club is blokes like Ben Cunnington and Luke McDonald and Jai Simpkin and Todd Goldstein have been through these tough times over the last few years, all sticking fat and want to be part of the journey. And, yeah, hopefully going to change for the better.
Well, Kangas fans are very, very keen to see that change. Sooner rather than later, of course, like everyone is involved at the Footy Club. We wish you the best of luck in the build-up to 2023. Brady, nice to chat, mate. Go well.
Nice to chat to you too. See ya.
Good stuff, Brady Rawlings.